We're doing the laws of Shabbos. Good morning. And we were learning the laws of Borer, the laws of separating two items. We had learned that primarily Borer is relevant with regard to a mixture. If you have, let's say, popcorn and burnt kernels of popcorn, you have lima beans and kidney beans, you have a mixture, that's where you run into Borer. Let's say you have the little soup nuts, what they call in Hebrew shkedei marak, and you have a few ants crawling in between. You come to the cabinet, and you have sugar, and there are ants in the sugar. So aside from the issue that ants are muktzeh, you have another problem of borer, sifting, separating two things that are mixed together. We learned that an extension of the prohibition of borer, according to some, to many Ashkenazi poskim, an extension of borer would be the prohibition of separating a part of a food. And then we discussed why it would be permissible to peel an orange. Now we're up to taking the fat off the meat. So again, if you slice the fat off the meat, now the meat is more edible. So that, according to the Ashkenazi poskim, according to many Ashkenazi poskim, that again would fall under borer. Ima basal shemen, if you have fat on the meat, ve'no rotze lechol ha-shuman, and you don't want to eat the fat. So then the fat is psolet, it's waste from your perspective, and the meat is your ochel, that's the food you want to eat. Az chala la-shuman shem psolet, v'tzrichim ni'zaherich mafridim ha-shuman min ha-basar. So then he's going with that Ashkenazi ruling, and he says, we'd have to be careful how we separate the fat from the meat, shelo la'avor al isur borer, so as not to transgress to do this task of borer. Ketzad yaseh? How do you do it? Yechtoch habasar min hashuman b'shat achila. As you're eating, so you slice and you pull away the meat from the fat. Shazu borer ochel min apsolet. Because then we said, that's considered taking the food out of the waste. And we said when we have three criteria, that's okay. If you take the food out of the waste, borer ochel mitoch psolet. Number two, miyad, you're going to eat it right away. Number three, if it's done, biyad, if it's done with your hand and not with a specialized instrument. Ah, but here you're doing it with a knife. Ve'afshu al yedei kli, even though you're doing it with a knife, with an instrument, ha'hitam muzeh b'shat achila, we said earlier that when it's part of the meal, that's okay. Ve'efshar gam samucha su'uda yesh la'tir zeh. And he says, maybe even if you're doing it directly before the meal, that would also be permitted. What happens if you're a caterer and you want to remove the fat earlier? Oh, we have our chef here, right? So you want to remove the fat earlier. Ideally do it before Shabbos, but if you did not, one way to do it is to slice off a drop of meat with the fat. Because then you haven't done borer, you haven't really separated the two. You've left some meat with the fat. Or else you could leave a layer of fat where you didn't completely take off the fat. So again, you didn't completely separate the two. So this is an idea he mentioned earlier. Now what happens if you have someone who wants the fat? You want to give the fat to someone at the table. Someone needs to put on fat. So we said, that's the equivalent of my kids, where this one likes peppers, another one likes pickles, another one likes tomatoes. So when the one who gets his salad, he says, I'm taking out the peppers for my brother. So for my brother, this is ochel. Even though for himself, it's psolet. For him, it's waste. He doesn't want the peppers. But being that he says, I'm taking out the peppers for my brother likes peppers, so then he's really taking out the food from the waste, because right now he's taking out the peppers for the one who's going to eat them. The same would be when you have chicken, and you have the skin on the chicken. So he's saying again, going in line with the direction he's been going until now, that if you're not going to eat that skin, so then that skin is psolet. And just like he said, you should pull away the meat from the fat, so too you should pull away the chicken from the skin instead of the skin from the chicken. It's not such a big deal, by the way. You grab the skin and then you grab the meat and pull away the meat. So basically what you've done is pulled the food from the waste. So that's a relatively easy one.